Good morning or good afternoon. Hey, we didn't do yesterday, so I'm going to break the law of the blog, which is to send this out Tuesday. It's funny because the passage that is in my regular reading is Luke 6, and it's about breaking the law of the Sabbath. So, also, interestingly enough here, the challenge, which is why should we stay committed? Interestingly enough here in this passage, Jesus makes an Old Testament reference to David and his companions, or David and his warriors. So he calls you and me warriors. So even though I missed yesterday and I thought, well, should I do it or not? And then I picked up my regular reading, and it really does fit Memorial Day as we think of those who fought those battles. And we're definitely warriors for us for the freedom that we have today, which is what Christ offers each of us in our lives. So let's do that. The challenge for this week is, where are you lacking commitment? Why should you stay committed? Where is that area that keeps cropping up, or you don't feel up to the challenge anymore? Maybe you've been hurt one or too many times. Maybe the commitment is something new to you, a commitment to God. Maybe a commitment was not something that you got much of growing up, so it's not easy. It's easy for you to slip off into an uncommitted lifestyle, or it's just something that you need to get done, and it's time to get committed to it if it has anything to do with God. So it's Luke chapter 6. Why stay committed? On one Sabbath day, as Jesus was walking through some grain fields, his disciples broke off heads of grain, rubbed off the husk in their hands, and ate the grain. But some Pharisees said, "Why are you breaking the law by harvesting grain on the Sabbath?" And Jesus replied, "Haven't you read in the scriptures what David did when he and his companions were hungry?" That was the part I was referencing. So this is what they did next. They were already breaking the law. According to the Pharisees, he went into the house of God and broke the law by eating the sacred loaves of bread that only the priests can eat. He also gave some to his companions. And Jesus added, "This Son of Man is Lord even over Sabbath." He even intensified this by healing a man. And then in verse 12, he went to be with the Father and he prayed and he came down. And he was looking to name the 12 apostles, and he did that. It says, here are the names. So real quick, why stay committed? What is that area of your life? Here he is right in front of the world, the religious folks, the people that are constantly against him, the people we always feel against are coming against us. And it doesn't really look like bravery or courage or commitment early on, but Jesus is modeling, and he's building value into the disciples very quickly, right in front of their enemies. And I hope you saw that, where they were grabbing some grain to eat on Sabbath. That wasn't good, but if that wasn't enough, he said, "Hey, look at me. You remember David? You read about him. He was the king that you admired and you look up to so much as your ancestor who fought those battles for you. Well, these are my companions, or my warriors, just like David's warriors." Now, he walks in and grabs some bread out of the church and eats the bread right in front of them. So I just find it incredible that he would build value in the disciples so early on in their life by calling them warriors right in front of the very people that they were afraid of. He names them. I mean, these are normal guys, normal everyday people like you and me. But as God would have it, each one of them does bring gifts to the partnership that Jesus was inviting them into by naming them apostles, whether they were extroverts, introverts, thinkers, doers, feelers, risk takers. The fact is, God wants to increase your commitment by reminding you that he knows your name and that he appreciates your gifts and is saying, "I'll lead, I will follow." So for, 3 years or so, they did that. They followed him, and they just sort of were along for the ride, but we see later how they become warriors, how it's this built-in DNA of a warrior once you become committed to Christ. And now we often don't feel like warriors. I mean, you're not alone if you don't feel like a warrior. I mean, we don't go and, take over and kill 1,000 people in one battle. But And this is the point I really want to make, that many times our daily faith is us being a warrior, because that is equipping us and modeling and being a witness to an incredibly difficult world that doesn't offer much hope. People are hurt. People are wounded. People are jobless. People are without father figures, parenting. People are without or in addictions. And people are going down a path of commitment to the wrong things. And it just depends on our personality or our circumstances. But really, to just embrace who we are first, God's masterpieces, someone who Jesus said that we do even more than him. Also that he said the angels would be jealous of what we get to participate in life. Isn't that enough to just be committed to what it is God's asking us to be committed to? I mean, who's going to pray at work if you don't? Who's going to tell the kid in the neighborhood that's unruly? Who's going to tell him one day that, you know what, he's loved? Who's going to call a friend that's lost their way if it's not you? Staying committed to doing life as Jesus is being a warrior. That means that there will be battles won where people will only be able to say, hey, that was God. And because of your commitment, you'll feel loved and more valued than you could ever imagine. So today, just go and know that you are a warrior in the quiet little details of faith and commitment. And just be blessed in there when you see God winning these incredible battles in life in such a messy world.